Today, we are reading Matthew chapter 14, verses 1 through 21. Before we begin reading, let's pray. Father God, I once again come before you and ask that you would speak to our hearts. Lord, I pray that you would open our hearts, open our minds, open our eyes, open our lives to your Spirit. Lord, I pray that we would listen. Give us soft hearts. I pray that we would listen and hear your voice. Lord, I pray also that you would help us to obey. Help us to follow and not just to hear what you say, but to do what you have said in your word today. Lord, we pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Matthew chapter 14, verses 1 through 21. At that time, Herod the Tetrarch heard the reports about Jesus, and he said to his attendants, "This is John the Baptist. He has risen from the dead. That is why miraculous powers are at work in him." Now Herod had arrested John and bound him and put him in prison because of Herodias, his brother Philip's wife. For John had been saying to him, "It is not lawful for you to have her." Herod wanted to kill John, but he was afraid of the people, because they considered John a prophet. On Herod's birthday, the daughter of Herodias danced for the guests and pleased Herod so much that he promised with an oath to give her whatever she asked. Prompted by her mother, she said, "Give me here on a platter the head of John the Baptist." The king was distressed, but because of his oaths and his dinner guests, he ordered that her request be granted, and had John beheaded in the prison. His head was brought in on a platter and given to the girl, who carried it to her mother. John's disciples came and took his body and buried it. Then they went and told Jesus. When Jesus heard what had happened, he withdrew by boat privately to a solitary place. Hearing of this, the crowds followed him on foot from the towns. When Jesus landed and saw a large crowd, he had compassion on them and healed their sick. As evening approached, the disciples came to him and said, "This is a remote place, and it's already getting late. Send the crowds away so they can go to the villages and buy themselves some food." Jesus replied, "They do not need to go away. You give them something to eat." "We have here only 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish, they answered. "Bring them here to me," he said. And he directed the people to sit down on the grass. Taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, and looking up to heaven, he gave thanks and broke the loaves. Then he gave them to the disciples, and the disciples gave them to the people. They all ate and were satisfied, and the disciples picked up 12 basketfuls of broken pieces that were left over. The number of those who ate was about 5,000 men, besides women and children. Today we see 2 stories. One of them is the story of John the Baptist being beheaded. Now, once again, John the Baptist is actually the cousin of Jesus. He is also a special prophet of God that God had sent before Jesus appeared, or before Jesus became well known. God sent John the Baptist to preach and teach and call people to repent, to turn from their sin and follow God and seek God. His job was to prepare them for Jesus to come. Now, he was a very outspoken person. Many people did not like him, but then others loved him and thought that John was great. He was a wonderful prophet. And they followed him. And so King Herod was, in some ways, afraid of him. But King Herod also hated John, because John had spoken out against King Herod and King Herod's relationship with Herod's brother's wife. Apparently Herod was with his brother's wife, whether he had married her or whatever, it's not exactly clear, probably that he had married her. But whatever it was, John the Baptist spoke with Herod and said, "This is not a good thing. You cannot do this. It is improper." And so Herod hated John because he was criticizing the things that Herod was doing. So one day Herod is having a celebration, and the daughter of Herodias, this woman that he has been dating or has married, she comes in and she dances, and he is very pleased. And so he promises whatever she wants. She asks for John the Baptist's head. He doesn't want to do it, but because he has promised her in front of many people, he is embarrassed and has to. And so he has John the Baptist killed. Now, from this, I learn a couple things. First, I need to have courage and not be afraid to speak out, just like John the Baptist was not afraid to speak out against the sin that he saw. But I also need to be careful not to be led astray by other people. Herod knew that killing John was not a good idea, was not the right thing to do. But because he had promised to do something without thinking, he felt forced to do what he had said he would do. So first, it warns me not to make promises without thinking them through, without knowing what it is that I am promising. It also encourages me not to be persuaded and led by other people to do wrong. He didn't have to kill John, which was wrong, but he chose to because he was proud, and he didn't want to admit that he had promised something that he shouldn't have promised. The next part of this, though, I think is more significant, and that is the story of Jesus feeding the 5,000. Now, the first thing that stands out to me here is when this happens. It says that when Jesus heard what had happened to John the Baptist, he withdrew. He got away to go somewhere private and alone. He was wanting to just be alone, be away from people. But what happened? The crowds followed him. He got into a boat to go to somewhere else and to be alone. They saw him get on the boat, and they kind of went to where he was going and waited for him. But when he saw them, instead of saying, "Oh, leave me alone, go away, I don't want to be with you," he had compassion. He taught them. He ministered to them. He served them. He ended up even feeding them through this miraculous deed of multiplying the bread and the fish. Only 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish for 5,000 men plus women and children? That is a big miracle. But at the time, Jesus was going through some personal grieving. He was sad that his cousin had been killed. He was sad that this great prophet of God had been killed for speaking out. But he did not let his personal emotions or attitudes stop him from being compassionate, kind, and caring to others. I think often I struggle with how I respond to other people, especially when I am stressed out or upset or have other things going on. I don't always respond like Jesus did here. I would probably say, leave me alone, I just need some space, I'll help you and I'll heal you later, but right now I'm grieving, my cousin just died, and I just need a few days alone. Just go away, come back later. But he doesn't say that. Instead, he's kind, he's compassionate, he's caring. And it just challenges me to, even when I am not in the good mood, when I'm not feeling well, when I'm sad or whatever, that I need to ask God to help me love other people that need my help. I need to ask God to help me to have the compassion and the love that Jesus had here. The next thing is just that the miracle that he performed. He was able to provide for these people. They needed food. They were not in the towns. They had followed him, and he provided for them in such a great way that not only did he give them what they needed, but there were leftovers. There were 12 basketfuls of leftovers, and this all from 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. And so it encourages me that God can provide. Even when I don't understand how, God can provide for me, and he can provide for you. So that is today's chapter, and it just encourages me that God can provide, and I need to trust him. It also challenges me that even in the midst of all of my problems, God wants me to be like Christ and to be kind, compassionate, and loving. God wants me to demonstrate his love to people all the time, not just when I feel like it. Let's pray. Lord, help us. Help us today to demonstrate your love. Help us today to be compassionate even when we don't feel like it. Lord, that is only possible through you. It is only possible when you come and live in us and dwell in us. It is only possible when we give ourselves to you and allow you to do in us what we cannot do on our own. Lord, I thank you also that you provide. Help us to continue to have faith in you. And when we have needs, help us to trust you and to know that you can do anything. Lord, we pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.